Sit at my right hand until I... Bye. Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. Christ is currently seated, far up above all heavens, at the right hand of God. He will remain there until God, his Father, Yahweh, takes decisive action. His instruction to his son was, sit at my right hand until I place your enemies as your footstool. The day of Christ, the premillennial kingdom, the day of the Lord, the millennial kingdom, and the day of God, the consummate kingdom, are key partitions of the coming eons. When studying the day of the Lord, it is necessary to note that the prophetic phrase of the Hebrew scriptures was never the day of Adonai, but rather the day of Yahweh. The day of Yahweh is used in scripture prophetically, while day of Adonai is altogether absent. Not distinguishing this difference hinders the full recognition of the nature of this important day. Yahweh, or Jehovah, is the national name given of the God of Israel. Yahweh fits perfectly with Christ's millennial reign in Israel, yet not so with the consummate, universal day of God. Psalm 110, 1-7 tells us of the divine energy of Yahweh in the direct establishment of Christ's 1,000-year reign on earth. The millennial day of the Lord is quite distinct from the pre-millennial day of Christ in many ways, as well as from the climactic day of God. The day of the Lord is distinctly Yahweh's operation through Israel's Messiah. It is the day when Yahweh places Christ's enemies as his footstool, verse 1. It is that day when God sends his servants, Adonai. Scepter of strength out of Zion, verse 2. It is the day in which, when Israel and the nations have seen Adonai, they have seen Yahweh, a similar yet far greater expansion to Christ's prior earthly ministry. He who has seen me has seen the Father, John 14, 9. In the day of Christ, Adonai is at Yahweh's right hand, yet in the day of the Lord, it is Yahweh who is at Adonai's right hand, verse 5. The day of the Lord is the day of divine invasion, through the instrumentality Adonai's parousia. Now, let's look at Psalm 110, a psalm of David. A declaration of Yahweh to my Adonai. Sit, Adonai, at my Yahweh right hand, until I, Yahweh, place your Adonai enemies as your Adonai footstool. Yahweh shall send the scepter of your Adonai strength out of Zion to rule in the midst of your Adonai enemies. Your Adonai people shall have willingness in the day of your Adonai might. In the majesties of holiness from the womb of the dawn to you, Adonai, is the dew of your Adonai youth. Yahweh has sworn and will not repent. You, Adonai, are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Yahweh at your Adonai right hand shatters kings in the day of his, Yahweh's anger. He, Yahweh, shall judge among the nations. He, Yahweh, shall fill with dead bodies. He, Yahweh, shall shatter heads over much land. He, Yahweh, shall drink out of the torrent on the way. Therefore, he, Yahweh, shall lift up his Adonai head. The coming day of Yahweh. Zechariah 14, 1-21. The coming day of Yahweh will begin with his feet standing on the Mount of Olives. Verse 4. Of course, God, not being a man, has no feet. This is a figure of speech known as anthropopathia. Yet, although Yahweh is not a man, he has a man, Christ Jesus, who is his express image and universal representative. So, as in Isaiah 59:1, Yahweh has a saving hand, who is none other than his Christ. Likewise, here he has ruling feet that are none other than the man Christ Jesus, and in him Yahweh shall come to be king over the entire earth. Verse 9. A careful reading of the entire chapter of Zechariah 14 will confirm that this is indeed the day of Yahweh. Verse 1. Not merely a day of Yahweh. Compare HRBDARKJV EBGBGLTWOY. And neither will the chapter's context allow for the day of God. For example, take the reference of Egypt in the passage, verses 18 to 19. In rightly dividing Israel's prophetic kingdom, one on pages 201 to 202, Melvin E. Johnson writes, "There is to be a time yet future, which necessarily becomes a premillennial time, when Egypt and Assyria, two of Israel's ancient and relentless oppressors, are to be blessed jointly with Israel, and when they, as three friendly nations, will be faithful to the Lord. So the three of them will be equally blessed because of Israel." See Isaiah 19:24-25. This is not to be mistaken for a subsequent millennial time when Egypt as a nation has reverted to her former hostile ways. After Israel's apostasy, then we are reminded that Egypt will need the discipline of threatened drought by the withholding of rain so that she will be constrained to come up and keep the Feast of Tabernacles at Jerusalem. Zechariah 14:17-18. The reason for this is quite apparent. Egypt and other hostile nations, who then first have been friendly to Israel until she begins to apostatize, will turn hostile again, and they will contribute to Zion's last affliction. But for this, they will bear the consequences of millennial judgments after God, in his mercy, has delivered Israel as a nation then born in one day. Zechariah 3:9. Still, it is Israel, the favored nation of prophetic destiny, who will first degenerate into apostasy and thus lose the goodwill she enjoys for a time from friendly nations in the earlier part of a premillennial era, in the future from our own day.